In reply to this request of his grandson, Beelzebub looked at him steadily with a smile full of remorse, and then, sighing deeply, he said, "Ech, my dear boy, this particularity, with all the results ensuing from it, is the chief cause of all their abnormalities and of their, so to say, muddled logic." Then, after another short pause, he continued, "Good. I will help you to clarify this question, all the more as I have already promised to explain it to you in detail. But, of course, for the sake of the development of your active mentation, I shall not give you my personal opinion on this subject, and will only present the necessary material for logical confrontation in a way that could bring about the crystallization in you of the data for your own individual opinion. By the way, you asked me if it is possible that they never ponder on this abominable predisposition of theirs, inherent in them alone. Of course they ponder. Of course they see. Some of these three-brained beings ponder very often, and, in spite of the automaticity of their reason, fully understand that this predisposition to forbidden reciprocal destruction is such an unimaginable horror and so hideous that no name can even be found for it. Unfortunately, this pondering of theirs leads to nothing. And it leads to nothing because when certain isolated beings do think seriously about this horror and come to some sensible conclusion, then, because of the absence of one common planetary organization for a single line of action, this view of theirs is never widely spread and fails to penetrate into the consciousness of other beings. Incidentally, as far as this sincere pondering is concerned, the state of affairs among terrestrial beings is really lamentable. I must tell you that from the beginning of their responsible age, thanks to the abnormally established conditions of being existence, the waking psyche of each one of them has gradually become such that he can think sincerely and see things in a true light only if his stomach is so full of the first being food that the wandering nerves in it cannot move, or, as they say, he is stuffed full, and also if he has fully satisfied, of course only for the moment, all the needs inherent in him, unworthy of three-brain beings, which have become the dominant factors for the whole of his presence. Well then, owing to these same wrongly established conditions, not all terrestrial beings have the possibility of satisfying these needs, and so, for this and many other reasons, most of them, no matter how much they desire it, can neither think sincerely nor see and sense reality, and therefore sincere thinking and the sensing of reality have long since become a rare luxury on your planet and inaccessible to most of the beings there. The only terrestrial beings there who have the possibility of being satisfied to repletion are those called important power possessors. Indeed, it is precisely these beings who, because of their position, could do something to eradicate this evil, or at least to diminish it to a certain extent. But these important power-possessing beings, who have the possibility of filling themselves to satiety, and who could, perhaps, do something toward this, and, in fact, do nothing at all for quite other reasons. And the fundamental reason is that same maleficent means fix the process of their ordinary being existence, which they call education. This maleficent means is applied there to all the young beings during their preparatory age, but especially to those who later on almost always become power possessors. Well, then, since these future power possessors do not make use of the time intended by great nature for the preparation of data for a worthy and responsible existence, but only waste it in developing in themselves the properties resulting from this celebrated education, which, as a rule, only dictates to them how best to give oneself up to what is called self-calming. When they become responsible and undertake to fulfill responsible obligations, they naturally have no data at all for manifesting logical reflection and prove to be incapable of any impartial relationship with those of their fellow beings who come under their sway by virtue of surrounding conditions. Owing to this abnormal education of theirs, nothing is deposited in them which would enable them to reflect and put anything effective into practice. But on the contrary, many consequences of the properties of the accursed organ Kundabuffer, devised by the great angel, now archangel, Luisas, they are gradually formed in them and, being transmitted by heredity from one generation to another, crystallize in the psyche of these unfortunates and become organic functions. The consequences most frequently met with today exist there under the name of egoism, partiality, vanity, self-love, and so on. To describe the power-possessing or important beings there, our wise Mulla Nasruddin has a very interesting saying, to wit, the importance of these people is measured exclusively by the number of their corns. And so, my boy, when the contemporary three-brained beings of your planet who can afford to gorge themselves and to satisfy all their other needs, and perhaps could do something to struggle against this phenomenal evil prevailing on their planet, are fully satisfied and are reclining in what are called their soft English armchairs, in order, as is said there, to digest it all, they do not even take advantage of these favorable conditions for sincere thinking, but only abandon themselves to their maleficent self-calming. And since it is, in general, impossible for any three-brained being of the universe, and therefore also for any of the beings of your planet, to exist without mentation taking place in them, and since at the same time your favorites wish to be able to give themselves up freely to their inner evil god self-calming, they have gradually and very efficiently accustomed themselves to a sort of purely automatic thinking without the least being effort of their own. One must give them their due. In this they have attained perfection. And at the present time, their thoughts flow in all directions without the intentional exertion of any part of their presence. When, for instance, these important and power-possessing beings of the earth, gorged and satisfied, are reclining in their armchairs, the associative thoughts, which cannot stop flowing in them, receive impulses only from the reflexes of their stomach and sex organs, and wander freely in all directions, as they say there, to their heart's content, as nonchalantly as if these thoughts of theirs were strolling of an evening in Paris along the Boulevard des Capucines. When one of these power-possessing beings of your planet is lolling in his soft armchair, subjects like the following are a-thinking in him. For instance, how to get even with his friend, John Smith, who a few days ago looked at a woman he loved, not with his right eye, but with his left. Or this digesting terrestrial power possessor thinks, Why didn't my horse come in first at the races yesterday, as I expected? Or why do those worthless stocks keep going up day after day on the market? Or finally, he thinks something of this kind. If only I were in John Smith's shoes, who was smart enough to invent a new way of breeding flies, and making ivory out of their skeletons with all the profits I would make, I would do this, that, and the other. Not behave like that idiot who, like a dog in the manger, neither eats himself nor lets others eat. And so on, in the same strain.